Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Dare to Dream Bigger Business podcast. My name is Claire Yosa. I'm a mentor to passionate world changers. And today I want to talk to you about my favorite Sanskrit word and how this is the fastest and most effective and easiest way to grow your business. But before we dive in with that, how did you get on? Have you joined us yet for the Inner Critic Kickstart? 5 simple ways to tame your inner critic. If you haven't yet, you can still find it at daretodreambigger.biz/innercritic. I'd love to share it with you. And how did you get on last week with the 1% rule? What actions have you been taking to grow that business metric by just 1%? And I've been blown away. So many people have told me how it's just taken the pressure off their business by focusing on making 1% incremental changes that build up really quickly to be a big change, rather than having to aim for something huge that you'd put yourself under massive pressure to create. Of course, in any successful business, there's a place for both of these, but taking the pressure off by no longer aiming for those massive targets in a single leap means you're much more likely, for most of us, to create those shifts. So today, I want to talk about firstly how most of us run our businesses. Particularly when we're entrepreneurs, we tend to be very passionate and often multi-passionate. There are often many irons in that proverbial fire. And I'm sure you've experienced this too. I've done it regularly. We have a brilliant idea. We put all our energy into it. We push, do. And before you know it, we've done the crash and burn. Yeah, very few passionate entrepreneurs are completer finishers. We tend to be more the idea kind of end. And one of the problems with this is when you crash and burn and you don't actually get stuff finished and launched, you never actually grow your business. Now, there's another side to this too. Last week, I was talking with a large group of female entrepreneurs, and I was asking them, how do they spot themselves self-sabotaging their business success? And we came up with many, many answers, but one of the most common themes was we chase the next shiny, exciting project. Again, we've all been there. You're halfway through something, you suddenly have a brilliant brainwave for something completely unrelated, and you shift direction and chase that instead. And when we're really honest, that distraction, that chasing the new thing, it gives us excitement, but it never grows your business. Now, the problem with this is you never finish anything. And if you haven't finished something, then you can't sell it. You can't sell a half-finished product or a half-finished course. And some of us use methods to motivate ourselves to actually stick with it and finish it. For example, maybe pre-selling a course to force yourself to actually knuckle down and get it completed. There's all sorts of things you can use for leverage. But both of these problems, the crash and burn and the chasing the next shiny thing, mean you're much less likely to complete stuff. You're much less likely to have things that you can actually sell. But it takes a huge amount of your energy. Although chasing the next shiny thing is really fun, it can leave you exhausted. You might be creating 20 times as many things as you need to, whereas actually creating one, doing it really well, letting it grow, marketing it, and then creating the next one is what will grow your business. Can you imagine if you were employed and you behaved the way half of us do as entrepreneurs? We'd have been fired within weeks. Now, most of us go into being entrepreneurs because we're absolutely in love with that feeling of freedom and choice. But the CEO mindset is what turns that hobby into a business and that business into a legacy. And we need to grow that CEO mindset. We need to get completed finishing on our projects. We need to find ways or support teams to make sure things actually get done and out there before we chase the next exciting project. And there's another problem. If you're constantly chasing the next shiny thing and you're on this crash and burn, then you're going to feel demoralized because you're putting so much of your life force and your passion and your effort and your energy into something, and it doesn't bring you any return. And there's another problem that most of us don't think about. I had this one a few years ago. I went through a really, really super creative phase. And after about 6 months, one of my clients turned around to me and really politely, and she said, I just can't keep up with you. I cannot keep up with the speed at which you're creating stuff. I want to do this, but I'm feeling utterly overwhelmed. And another one came to me and he told me he was completely confused. He didn't know which course he was meant to be on. He didn't know which free thing I was offering. There was too much being created too fast. It was causing confusion, and a confused mind says no. So it reminded me of a story that my meditation mentor used to tell back in the days when I was training to become a formally qualified meditation teacher. So he was talking about the world of meditation and how when you sit down to meditate, it's like striking a match. And you can strike that match, and if you only sit for a few minutes, that match will go out. And he was encouraging us to sit and meditate for longer. And he described it as being like you want to light a fire. You strike the match. You hold the match under the tinder and the kindling. And you have to hold the match there until they have caught the flame. And until they are fully alight, they cannot light the logs and the fire will die out. It's the same with our businesses. If we're constantly running from one exciting project to the next, it's like we're constantly lighting matches, but we're never actually allowing the fire to catch. And unless you get that beacon burning brightly, your dream customers are not going to find you. So this brings me on to my favorite Sanskrit word. Well, actually, I've got two favorite Sanskrit words, and one of them is a subject for another podcast one day. The one we're going to talk about today is called abhyasa. Now, that's usually spelled A-B-H-Y-A-S-A, abhyasa. And apologies to all Sanskrit scholars out there. I like to translate it as keeping going when you're not in the mood. We all know how it feels. We have the to-do list. It turns into those slippery-shouldered shoulds. Keeping going when you're not in the mood. This is what makes the vital difference. What it means is using your passion to take the actions that your business needs you to take, not necessarily the ones that excite you. Now, you might know the things that you hate doing, in which case you need to get your dream team around you to do those things for you if you know you're not going to do them yourself. But abhyasa, keeping going even when you're not in the mood, this daily routine, this rhythm, this step by step will grow your business faster, more effectively, and more easily than the old crash and burn model. So abhyasa, I teach it when I'm teaching meditation. I teach it when I'm teaching people how to change habits. It can be used in so many places, but keeping going when you're not in the mood. It is the key to growing a stable and successful business. Those who've worked with me in a mentoring relationship, they know that there are three steps to creating breakthroughs. The first one is having a clear focus on your big vision and your big why. The second one is clearing out the hidden blocks. And the third one is taking inspired action. But you see, where most of us goes, we start it back to front. We take the inspired action, then it doesn't work. So we might clear out our blocks. And occasionally we take the time to connect with that life purpose, that big vision, that big why. Now, when you're doing it back to front, that's when we get into this excited crash and burn and needing all those shiny things to play with, because that's where we're getting our passion from. When you use abhyasa as one of your most effective business tools, you're starting at the other end. You start by looking, what is my big vision? What is my big why? Why am I doing this? Why am I creating this business? Why am I growing it? Who am I serving? What difference am I making in the world? When you know your big why, and when your big why is big enough, it will keep you going. It fuels your abhyasa. And from there, you can clear out the blocks and take your inspired action, and it is much more likely to work. And I've been sharing this with people since 2002, and I've seen time and time again with thousands of entrepreneurs just like you, that when you connect with your big vision and you crank up your reason for doing it, your big why, that dedication and commitment will follow. Because a tiny step each day builds the business and the changes you're dreaming of. So, if you're up for some Abhyasa, and maybe you'd like to play with this today, there's a resource I've got that can really help you. The show notes for today's podcast are at dtdbpodcast.biz/008. That's dtdbpodcast.biz/008. And I strongly recommend my 5-minute biz 30-day action challenge. Hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs have done this already and found it's really, really helped them. And what happens is you get a 5+2. For 4 weeks, okay? So for 4 weeks, you take 5-minute biz. Yeah, it's 5-minute actions you can take to grow your business or to create changes in your business. And you do them each day for a week for 4 weeks. Now, there's something about having an action challenge that helps you create that abhyasa, that dedication, that keeping going when you're not in the mood. And a 30-day action challenge is especially designed to inspire you to find actions that maybe you've not thought of before. So you'll get different results. You'll get to try out different things and see what works for you. You can find the action challenge at the show notes, or you can find it direct and join us today at daretodreambigger.biz/action-challenge. That's daretodreambigger.biz/action-challenge. And so many entrepreneurs have found this transformational for their business, but also it's an incredible way of really, really experiencing Abhyasa, this dedication, and quickly, effectively, and easily growing your business. And remember last week's 1% rule. That is exactly what this is about. So last week I told you about how we need to, you know, park the 80-20 rule if we want to grow our business, and sometimes focus on the 1% rule, those little changes that grow over time. Abhyasa is the way to make that happen. It's your how-to. So the 30-day action challenge from 5-Minute Biz is a fantastic tool for you to use to do that. And also make sure you're joining me for my Time Masterclass on the 22nd of March. You can find that at daretodreambigger.biz/time-masterclass. daretodreambigger.biz/time-masterclass. What we're going to be doing in that is some really unusual and little talked about techniques so you can set yourself free from the entrepreneur's pain of feeling like you never have enough time. By the end of that live masterclass, you're going to know what you're doing that's wasting your time. You're going to know what the stories are you're telling yourself and how that's actually stealing your time. You're going to have my favorite techniques for getting more done in less time for free. So make sure you join us, daretodreambigger.biz/time-masterclass. So that's all for today, and I'd love to hear from you via the comments. How might my favorite Sanskrit word, Abhyasa, help you to grow your business? How might you apply it in other areas of your life? And what are you going to start with? What's your first Abhyasa action going to be in the next hour? Let me know via the comments, and I will be back next time when we're going to be talking about time management for entrepreneurs and how most of us are handling this back to front, upside down, inside out, and I'm going to give you some solutions. I hope you have an amazing week. The show notes, dtdbpodcast.biz/008. Claire Yosa signing off. Speak to you next time.